The warmest of greetings to you, and welcome to Happily Ever Teaching, where we help you enthrall your learners in every subject under the sun using the best teaching method known to science, storytelling. To do this, we feature special guest educators who are passionately keen for your children to become amazing and successful human beings. Today, we are exploring personal, social, health, and economic education with a folktale from the Ashanti tribe of West Africa. I am storyteller Chip Cahoon, and with me today is...
Hi, I'm Helen. I'm a teacher in Buckinghamshire, teaching reception year one children at the moment.
Hi, I'm Rob. I'm also teaching in Buckinghamshire, and I am working with year four.
And we're all very pleased to have you, our listener, with us here in our virtual school staff room. So, for all the fun and effectiveness of story-led learning, let's don our finest cloaks, sprinkle some fairy dust, and hang tight to our magic carpet as we dive into this week's story. People haven't always told stories. Back at the beginning of the world, no one could tell stories because, of course, all the stories were kept up in the clouds by the sky god Nyambe. But this was particularly frustrating for one individual, a spider by the name of Anansi. Anansi put on his smartest hat, then climbed to the top of the tallest tree in the forest and cried,
"Oh, great, Nyambe! You really are great, and we all love you. We love you especially because you give us such lovely gifts, like all the stories in the world."
Can you see how Anansi was trying to trick Nyambe? But Nyambe was not easily tricked.
"Are you trying to trick me, little spider? Pah! I will not share the stories with you, not unless you can show me that you deserve them. To do that, you need to bring me the wasps with stings like fire, the snake that swallows people whole, and the jaguar with teeth like swords."
Anansi replied,
"Okay. I'll see what I can do."
And if you and your young learners want to find out how Anansi tackles the three challenges set by the sky god Nyambe, you can download our sister podcast, Fables and Fairy Tales, or search our website, epictales.co.uk, for The Spider Who Wanted to Tell Stories. There you can stream a video of me telling the story, get a copy as an ebook or paperback illustrated by the marvellous Mario Coelho, and even pick up some tips for telling the story yourself. Right now though, let's begin our discussion with Helen and Rob here by asking, folks, was this story worth risking a sting like fire?
It absolutely was. This is one of my favourite stories. The children in my class, I tell it. You introduced it to me, Chip. And ever since then, I've told it regularly to the children in my class. They love it every time. It's just one of our favourite ones.
It's one of my favourites too. How about you, Rob?
Yeah, I remember hearing lots of Anansi stories when I was younger, growing up myself. And it's enjoyable to read it again, but from an adult's perspective and thinking about how I could share it with everybody else.
There are so many fantastic Anansi stories, and this particular one comes in many different variations from all over Africa. I think my reason for preferring this telling of it is that you have so many different challenges that Anansi has to face, and it's almost teaching you story structure as you go along, isn't it? Because this is exactly how stories work. You have a challenge, you have to overcome it, and then you get your reward or you some kind of climax. And so Anansi, in order to win the stories, is essentially going through the process of creating a story himself. It's so cleverly done. I can imagine those early Ashanti just thinking to themselves, yeah, they're still going to be talking about this story in 8,000 years.
Yeah, that's absolutely the reason I like it. And I think my class king on every word is because of those challenges and Anansi overcome the challenges. And I think I like the way you can adapt it to add in your own challenges and get the children thinking about that as well.
It's interesting, though, that they want to hear it again and again and again, because surely that takes the element of surprise out of it, doesn't it?
You'd think. But whenever I get my storybook out and I say, well, let's have Anansi, they just love the story. I think they particularly like, there's aspects of it they particularly like the where they're digging the hole and the jaguar, that's their favourite bit.
Yeah.
So I think they just, because it is just one of those absolutely lovable tales.
Flinging the jaguar into the sky with the rubber tree. That is a brilliant image. This tiny little spider reaching down into a hole and then up goes a giant jaguar. Yeah. We've mentioned challenges quite a lot, and that's a PSHE theme already, isn't it?
Yes, that's very much a very clear PSHE link that you can make with this story, is this small spider overcoming huge challenges and not giving up despite the enormity of what he has to do. And there's loads you can talk about with children in that.
The way he's worked out how to overcome them, like you said, shows his resourcefulness. You can then reflect back on children in your class and say, okay, we've not got to trap jaguars, but we've got challenges in the classroom. What can you do? How can you work out how to solve these problems or challenges?
Just using ordinary things around you.
Absolutely. The rubbers make a good twanging sound. Not rubbers, rulers.
So how would you approach it then with a Key Stage 2 group?
So what I would do is we would probably be sat in a circle to do it. I think circles are quite important when you're talking about PSHE, because it shows everybody's equal and things like that. And I would get the children first of all to reflect on how Anansi felt when he was given the tasks. I might use copies of the story with the children as well, because the words in the story tell us how he's feeling. It says, Anansi realised Niambi had given him an impossible task, and things like that. And then as it goes through the story, he feels bolder and he becomes more emboldened. So you can see his confidence growing as he goes through it. And then I would ask my class to think about challenges that they have as a group or individually. And with PSHE, that could cover things in the classroom, it could cover things at lunchtime, it could cover friendship issues, or like everything. So it would be good to, it's a good forum for discussion amongst them to work out how we can overcome and resolve any challenges that they've got collectively or individually, and it's a good forum for it.
I like the idea of making it that really communal problem solving, and I think stories are great for developing community amongst classes. And I like that idea of using this story to develop a community of problem solvers that help each other out.
There is one approach that Anansi starts the story with, which is trying to really persuade Niambe, subtly persuade Niambe, kind of trick almost Niambe into delivering the stories, and it doesn't work. Would you explore that at all with your children?
Yes, I would. I think that it would be a good kind of lesson to show you that you have to work hard sometimes to get the results. You can't expect things to be dropped into your lap without any effort from you. I know that the class that I've got in September, when I met them last summer, I said to them, if you're trying your best, then I will try my best. And it's kind of that you've got to put the effort in to get the rewards of having an enjoyable year and things like that. So I think that, I would approach it from that angle.
I guess it's saying that the challenge is worth it. So yes, it's challenging, but you get so much more from the
activity, having actually completed the challenge. I mean, again, this is a perfect story for displaying that, because one of the first stories I'm sure Anansi went on to tell was this story about how he managed to win the stories.
He did.
He crafted it himself.
And there's great discussions there to be had about how you feel when you have earned something, when you've worked hard for something. It hasn't just dropped in your lap. You've actually put the effort in. And because of that, you've got the result, the reward, because there's a lot of feelings of pride and feelings of achievement and stories to tell from it as well, from the adventures.
Absolutely. Would you also, as you're going through the story, perhaps pause on each of the challenges and see if the children themselves can figure out how Anansi has a go at it?
Definitely. I think that's one of the really fun things to do with this story. If the children don't already know, say, what would you do? What would you do in Anansi's place?
Mm. Did you try that when you were using it with your children the first time?
You know, I think I did. I couldn't tell you what they said, but I think I paused. Okay, what would you do? And we had a lot of interesting ideas. 4-year-olds come up with the most amazing ways of solving problems.
I bet. But then, of course, you've got to try and refute them and say, well, that wouldn't necessarily... I mean, Anansi would have loved to have done that, but did he have done it? Did he have access to
a
forklift truck?
Forklift trucks. And
yep, exactly.
Fire engines and hot air balloons and all those kind of things. You say, well, Anansi actually only had an umbrella and a gourd.
It does tell us an awful lot about how easy it is to have courage in our world today, because we have so many things around us to help us and protect us. And maybe that's another conversation to be had. How would you explore the PSHE elements with your children, Helen?
Well, I definitely use elements of what we talked about with Key Stage 2 in terms of the problem solving. But I'd also look at feelings. Two particular feelings that spring out to mind are the feelings of feeling worried, of being worried about something. That's a very prominent one in for any children, for any person, particularly in early years. It's a good one to introduce them to, feeling worried, actually what that feels like and what might make you feel worried. But something that's really important at school as well is where you'd go to if you were feeling worried. So you haven't got your parents at school, you haven't got other familiar adults yet, you know, if it was the beginning of the year. But who are the people at school that you go to if you're feeling worried? So I think relating that to Anansi and his feeling of being worried, probably for very different reasons, but it's a really important feeling to explore.
It is, and it's a safe way to do it as well through stories, isn't it? Because you can identify with the character and you can see them going through that worry, but it's temporary. They then go on to find their way to overcome that worry, and that gives you some confidence that you can do exactly the same, that you can overcome your worries, hopefully, as swiftly and as easily as they did.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great that they can see that feeling worried is a normal feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So Anansi feels worried, even though Anansi is the hero of our story, he feels worried with good reason, and that it's okay to feel worried. But like you say, there are things to be done about it. The other thing we talk about is being brave.
Ah.
So I think it's children shouldn't feel like they have to be brave. Mm. So it's okay to not be brave and to be worried about something. But the feeling brave and feeling like you can do something is another theme of this story, that you can have a go and you can do something even though it's daunting. Hmm. So I think I'd explore that as well. Even though Anansi was worried about something, he tried some things, he had a go, he went for it. So I think that would be another sort of feeling to explore. There's lots of books out there around being brave. That are really useful to use alongside this one.
Mm-hmm.
One that I've got in my class that I quite like is called A Little Bit Brave, and it's by Nicola Kinnear. And in that book, there's a rabbit that isn't very brave at all. He's not a brave rabbit. He doesn't want to go into the outside world. He doesn't want to try anything new. He just can't. But throughout the story, he has to, because he thinks his best friend is in trouble. So he kind of has to take little steps, like just little steps towards helping and towards getting out there.
Mm.
And by taking those little steps, he solves the problem. And I think it shows that, yeah, again, a similar to the Anansi story, that you can be brave and you can solve problems.
Yeah, and it links quite nicely back to the challenges theme that we started with, doesn't it? Because you can get some enjoyment out of trying to solve the problems and thinking about how you're going to approach them.
Yes, and when you be a little bit brave and you push yourself out of your comfort zone, again, it's that feeling of enjoyment and achievement, and it's okay.
That's all we have time for today, folks. If you try out any of these ideas, or if you'd like us to help you teach a topic you're soon to cover with your young learners, let us know on social media using @teachhappily, or leave us a review using your favourite podcast app. Tomorrow we'll have Anansi's help teaching English, but right now it only remains for us to say cheerio, and we hope to hear your story soon. So,
cheerio!
And we hope to hear your story soon.